The Health Plan. We are here for you. Presents Tribe Talk, covering all things in Indians athletics. Now, here's the host, the voice of the Indians, Travis Jones.
Happy spring, everybody. Tribe Talk, the podcast, back again, episode 68. This week, we're talking track as Bridgeport's boys and girls track teams off to a perfect start on the season, 3-0, headed to the Mountaineer Showcase this weekend in Morgantown. And Grant Burton will join us. Grant is one piece of the track coaching duo, Grant and Allie Burton, along with some great assistant coaches there on staff. And Grant's going to fill us in on both the boys and girls side as what has transpired so far on the tracks for Bridgeport. As again, they're fresh off the Harrison County Championships this past week. You can read the results of that right here, bridgeportindians.com. Coming up, it's a busy time. We've got softball, baseball underway, track, as we mentioned, tennis also rolling right along as they're nearing, believe it or not, the end of their regular season, quickly approaching. So we will get you updated on all that coming up in our second segment. I'm joined now by Grant Burton, Bridgeport boys track coach. And Grant, as I mentioned, top of the podcast, 3-0 start to the year. Can't get much better than that.
Winning the first three meets is always a plus, but I think what is more important to us right now is that we're continuing to see some good progression from kids. Mm-hmm. We're starting to see some other kids that we weren't sure where they were gonna either fit in or find a spot with who was coming back. We're seeing some kids surprise us and really step up. And you know, coming off the three wins, or I'm going to guess that it's going to be tough for us to win this week. We go to up to Milan Park for a big meet at Morgantown's facility. A lot of really good teams, and we're missing a few key pieces for a few various reasons. But it's going to be great competition for the kids that are there. And yeah, we're rounding the. I mean, we're on the backside of the midway point, and championship season's upon us. So just going to, you know, hopefully have a good showing and continue to progress as we have.
Yeah, Grant, talk to me more a little bit about this weekend, the Mountaineer Showcase in Morgantown. These are the type of meets that you schedule to get yourself in to, you know, figure out really where you are against, you know, more statewide competition than, you know, kind of our regional competition, and, you know, looking forward to Laidley Field coming up in the States. It will give you a little better idea, right, where you stack up.
Right. And this weekend, we're going to see teams, from the Panhandle, Northern Panhandle, the southern part of the state. Just some of the teams off the top of my head. Greenbrier East is going to be there, which they got some pretty good sprinters on the boys' side. And then I would not be surprised to see them. It's going to be tough for somebody to knock them off on the girls' side at the state level. They are loaded. So seeing how our girls respond to going up against them, really looking forward to that. There's some out-of-state teams too, but it's going to be a who's who this weekend.
Hey, take me back, speaking of meets, take me back to the snowshoe invitational up in Elkins. Is that a newer one for us to participate in?
So that is the first time. This year is the first time that we've been to that meet. Oh shoot, probably since the mid 2010s. It used to be the Irwin Invitational, and then Snowshoe came along and provided some funds, and they changed the name of it. But yeah, we haven't been there for a while. The way that our spring break ended up. And then Morgantown changed up some of their meets that they host. So it just kind of fit our schedule. And also Big Ten championships are going to be there. So we wanted to get a good look at the facilities, prior to that.
Very good. I know one of the other things that I've noticed in just looking at the results, and I know you talked about, maybe some surprises. It looks like there's a couple of on the boys side. I know Gavin Williams is one that stuck out at me. You know, a couple of first timers, which is always exciting. Anytime you're getting, you know, you're getting kids to cross pollinate in terms of sports.
Yeah, so you know, Gavin is definitely a nice surprise. I'm glad after a couple of years of talking to him during basketball, I could bring get him to come out and give it a shot. And he's doing great. He's enjoying it. You can tell that he's liking this type of competition. It's still a team sport, right? But he's getting a little bit more individual aspects from competition, which is good. You got Harrison Hall, who didn't get to participate in the first two meets, but got to throw at the county meet, and he threw a nice, I think it was 41 feet in the shot. This is his first year, so we're really looking to see how he's going to progress the rest of the season. Graham Vincent came out. I think this is his first time running since maybe eighth grade, and picking up the high jump, just like Gavin is too. He's also a pretty key part to our shuttle hurdle relay right now, and we're fortunate enough to have the top time in AAA right now in that event. So yeah, there's some really good surprises. Got some good freshmen that are showing some promise as well. Maybe not as much this year, but for the future. So yeah, really pleased with those new faces.
So I know you and Allie kind of track the score statewide and look at some of the competition and what our athletes might see once they get to Charleston if they qualify for some individual events. Are you comfortable? Are there state champions on this team?
I think that we have a handful of athletes that have put their name in the mix. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, on the boys' side, AAA 100-meter dash is going to be deep, very deep. I'm going to go on a limb and say that the top six times are all going to be somewhere between like 11:05 and potentially 10:80 something. It's going to be quick.
Yeah.
The relays, I think that boys, 4x1, 4x2, shuttles, they could be in the mix. Girls, on the girls' side, I think we have some relays that could also be in the mix. Kind of depends on what Greenbrier East does with some of their studs. But, yeah, there's definitely a handful of kids that have put themselves in a good position to, if they take care of business the rest of the season, and most importantly at regionals to punch their ticket to state, we could have a good state meet.
Sounds good. Well, before I let you go, I'd be remiss if I didn't get your final thoughts on the basketball season. Just thought it was a wonderfully successful season, considering everything that we lost the year before off the state tournament team, only having one senior on the squad, and getting all the way to the Final Four with a great nucleus returning next year. It's certainly obviously a great JV team from last year as well that had a lot of success. It's a very bright time in the basketball world at Bridgeport.
You know, great season. Had an absolutely great season on the hardwood. If you would have told us, and I think Coach Marshall has touched on this, but if you would have told us that we were going to win, 18, 19, 20 games and get to play on semifinal Friday, could we have seen us doing that? Yeah, probably. But to the level of which we did and played this season, the experience that we lost, the inexperience that we had, I don't know if I would have put a big bet on it, luckily those kids played well together. And we had a great senior leader in Sam. He's going to be a hard one to replace next year, but having the core nucleus, having a Daniel that, as a freshman got a ton of experience. And like you said, the JV team, we had a successful season. They still got some maturing to do, but that's the beauty of it. They saw what this group could do going from, not having experience to what they did this year. So hopefully they can kind of follow suit and we can just keep on rolling.
Yeah, as we hit mid-April, a lot of times the growth that you spoke about, particularly for the younger kids, happens in the summer months in basketball, and that'll be quickly upon us here. So I know that we could probably identify about five guys basketball-wise that need to have a very big summer in order for us to continue to win 20-plus games next year.
Yes. There's a handful of kids that I think if they put in the work, not just skill-wise, but in the weight room, and also kind of do some homework on the X's and O's and that kind of stuff, I think it could be a really, really good year next year, special year. Is it going to be, you know, like it was last year or this year? I mean, well, time will tell, but it should be a good one.
Absolutely. Well, we owe those Huskies one, so they're young, so that'll be a big night in Rachel for us in the regular season next year. So.
Oh, that definitely will. Yep. Definitely will.
Look forward to it. All right, buddy. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Travis. Have a good one.
Thanks, Grant. We'll talk results and a look ahead to the next week on campus of Bridgeport High School after this timeout from our sponsor, Health Plan. We're here for you.
We are there for you to care for you at the Health Plan. We are here for you.
For over four decades, we've been rooted deep inside West Virginia. Through thick and thin, supporting local families and businesses. Proudly serving your neighborhood since 1979. Your trusted partner in the community.
The Health Plan. We are here for you.
All right, let's talk some results. Let's talk Bridgeport baseball. As I record this podcast, the Indians are taking on Wheeling Park in the McDonald's Classic, part of a four-game weekend, 4 in 2 days for Bridgeport. I'll tell you the schedule here in a moment, but it's been a successful week here for Bridgeport baseball. 5-3 win at Grafton back on Thursday. JV, same night, was beating Parkersburg at home, actually at Parkersburg at Bennett Stump Field, 5-2. Meanwhile, tennis team, Stock Tennis, boys tennis team, is in the midst of a great season under first-year head coach Scott Reed. They defeated Grafton by the final of 6-1. Girls fell to Grafton 6-1. Back on Wednesday, the girls beat Fairmont Senior 6-1. The boys beat the Polar Bears 7-0. Softball picked up a 17-2 win over East Fairmont back on Tuesday. Also on Tuesday, the boys baseball team defeated East Fairmont 12-2. And on Tuesday, the tennis teams were taking on the Bees. The boys won 7-0. Girls fell by a count of 6-1. But let me give you updated on the Bridgeport boys tennis team. They've been one of the stories of spring so far on campus. 16-2 on the season is the Bridgeport boys tennis team, as the boys and girls will host the Logan Wildcats coming up on Saturday at Hinkle Deegan Lakes there at the courts. So great job for the tennis team so far. Mentioned the softball team under first-year head coach Greg Van Zandt, now 6-5 on the season after that win over East Fairmont. They take on South Harrison on Friday at 6 p.m. before they travel to Grafton on Saturday at 4 p.m. And finally, let's get to the Bridgeport side of the McDonald's Classic. Of course, there's games all over Harrison County and beyond for the McDonald's Classic, one of the biggest baseball tournaments classics in the state of West Virginia. The Indians will host Washington in Game 2 on Friday at 6. They'll take on the number one team in Quad A on Saturday at noon. That's Cabell Midland. That's a rematch of a game that Bridgeport dropped earlier in the season down in Huntington by the final of 6-5 in 9 innings. So Cabell Midland is at Bridgeport High School in Game 3 of the McDonald's Classic on Saturday at noon. And then Fort Hill will come to town. We started a little series with them at football this past year, and now they'll play us on the diamond. Fort Hill will be in Bridgeport to take on the Indians on Saturday at 5 o'clock in the McDonald's Classic. That's going to wrap it up for this episode of Tribe Talk, the podcast. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Tribe Talk, presented by the Health Plan. We are here for you. Tribe Talk is a presentation of Bridgeport High School and WVRC Media. We are proud to live here, too.